It's so weird because, like, he basically looks like he's got sunburn.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if you have, but I've had very bad sunburns in my life. And generally, if you've got bad sunburn, you walk in somewhere and people go,
oh, God, it's the worst.
And but, like, it is generally in Australia, it is empathy because almost everyone has had a sunburn.
Yeah.
And, you know, we shouldn't because obviously that's leading to bad
but
skin.
But, like, we're right, we live right under the ozone hole.
We
like,
do. You can
it's
see
just
it.
Inevitable. It's going to get us.
Yeah. So I've never had, and I've had, like, blisters and, like, disgusting stuff. Mm. And, like, you know, it hurt and you could, people could feel the pain. Mm. But they never were, like, mean.
And people have, firstly, there's a great show on the ABC called You Can't Ask That.
Mm.
And they cover an array of often taboo topics, really sensitively. And there was one about facial difference, people that live with facial difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really insightful. And there are people in our communities that live with facial difference and they don't deserve to be
mocked,
shunned, evicted from pubs. Disgusting behaviour from
terrible
management. And
also, like, the friends were mocking them.
Mm.
Were mocking Kyle anyway, sorry.
Like, gasping. And as cute and beautiful as young baby Hugo is, having him being afraid of Kyle.
Yeah.
I mean, that does happen to people with facial difference. But also that's an opportunity for that person and the child to connect and just explain, look, I've hurt myself. My nan gave me a turmeric facial and now I have this.
Yeah. But I feel if I had a facial difference, isn't the key that it's permanent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is very – it's a transient situation.
And then there are people with birthmarks, scars, burns victims, like acne sufferers.
Yeah.
Like, there is infinite things that could happen to your face.
Yeah. Any part of you, but face is obviously out there, right?
Hair on my upper lip that I have to get lasered off.
It's very annoying. I get laser is great though. But you know, there's things that where people change it, people don't want to change it. There's heaps of things going on, and it just feels a bit weird for them. For like, I felt a bit offended to represent a thing that people have or live with or whatever. In this, like, transient way.
It's like when Toadie had to be in a wheelchair for a little while because of the jumping castle incident.
Yeah, when he lost his testicles to the jumping castle.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you can walk again, great, now you're back to normal. It's something does not sit right at all.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. And, like, so addressing things like children being afraid or something, I think that's a good thing to, like, address how you could deal with
but
that.
I wish, and it was sweet that Melanie was the one that made Hugo laugh about it, but it was a shame that Coyle couldn't jump in and interact with him about it.
Yeah, or, like, Toadie couldn't have taken a better role with it.
Yeah.
And
hey, Uncle,
like,
Kyle, because he's like godfather uncle, like he hurt himself. And let's make a joke so he can feel better, you know. Let's give him a cuddle or something.
Yeah, or like we still love him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they don't love him.
Yeah, he's tough to love.
Yeah.
But, and the fact that he was wearing facial coverings in the era of masks was also strange. I often got when – so my baby was born during hard lockdown or in between two hard lockdowns in Melbourne. And firstly, he didn't get out much in his early months. And when he did get out, we were all wearing masks. And a lot of shop assistants or passers-by would be like, oh, what a shame that everyone's covered up in masks. And I would say, well, firstly, I live in a very multicultural pocket of town.
Mm.
He has already been exposed to people with facial coverings and it's not just about masks. Like, it's all different types. And he's a tiny baby who doesn't know anything, so it's fine. And
also keep your germs in your mask.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's a pandemic. It's transient, hopefully, and it's for the best and he's fine. He's loved and he spends most of his time in a house with people without masks.
Mm.
So everything's fine, guys.
It's not the big issue.
It's not.
Yeah.
And it just always offended me. It's like there are people with face coverings anyway and you can still communicate and connect with them.
There's no need to, like even I heard a lot about that, which is this is not cultural, but like doctors and nurses and medical practitioners saying when people would say, oh, I can't wear a mask all day at work, and it's like we wear them all the time.
Yeah, I'm a surgeon and I wear a mask all day. So
yeah.
I'm a dentist and I wear a mask all day.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a horrible choice, I thought. And I'm glad this is for Patreon because I don't often like to jump down the writers' throats, but that was a bad call, guys. That,
I mean, I think if they were going to do it, it should have been like a big bruise.
Yeah, like Marsha Brady in the Brady Bunch movie with the big nose.
That's what they were trying to do, like that, right? Like,
oh, my nose, the football injury.
The only part of it I enjoyed was how they didn't show his face on like Monday or Tuesday and they had him like the guy from Home Improvement behind things all
Wilson.
The time.
Yeah, Wilson. And they had the Take 5 magazine in front of him, the March issue.
Yeah, that's right.
And
so I did like that.
The March issue, which boasted headlines such as... I caught my groom naked with our bridesmaid.
Oh.
And another wedding story. My groom had a heart attack at our wedding. I dumped him and lost $90,000.
Oh, dearie
me. So there's some great reads in there for Coil, plus a free puzzle mag.
Well, there we go.
Now.
Ward off the Alzheimer's with your puzzles. Yeah.
So back on the main pod.